Hey guys, welcome back to Articulating BPD and Me. In this episode, we're going to be discussing symptom number 7 for borderline personality disorder, which is the chronic feelings of emptiness. First of all, I'm really sorry that I'm late with this episode. A lot has been going on in my personal and professional life, and I just didn't really have the energy to be recording, especially this one at this stage. And you know, like, I actually don't know if I'm still ready to record, but this is a project that I committed to, and you know, I want to see through, because if I've learned one thing about myself, it's that I constantly jump, and that is one of the significant factors of borderline personality, where I start something and then abandon it. So this is not going to be that, and I'm proving to myself that I can do this regardless of other circumstances going on in my life. So here we are for episode 7. Thank you so much for those of you who have stayed on board and listened through so far. And today we're going to be discussing chronic feelings of emptiness. So as I have mentioned, and probably drilled into you guys, I obviously do have all 9 of these symptoms, quite severely actually. So I think it's like all but one of them are severe, but I'm still accountable for that. And this one, this one is, it's not that it's the hardest one, because they're all fucking terrible and they're all fucking hard and they make my daily life incredibly hard. But this feeling of emptiness, I think it's so immensely painful for me, right? But also the people around me that love me and care for me and show up for me, because it's really difficult to explain that them engaging in that behavior, it's not necessarily that we don't, it's not at all that we don't appreciate those people being there for me, but it's still not going to fill this void that's inside of me, that makes me feel like I am nothing, I am worthless, I am the scum of the earth, I am a bad person, I am evil, whatever the hell that thought is that day. It is ingrained in me, it is ingrained in my DNA, it is ingrained in my brain, and nothing will fulfill that, nothing will fill that void. And I mean, this goes back to the like unstable relationships, right? So, you know, constantly falling in love with people and then falling out of love with them so quickly as soon as I feel any bit of hurt. It's just something that I'm doing to try fill this void and fill this part of me that I've just never been able to self-fulfill. So it's quite often that someone with borderline personality talk about feeling empty, and it really does just feel like there's this hole in you. For me, it's like this hole in my heart, and it hurts so much all the time, and I can't breathe, and I feel sick, I feel physically ill and anxious, and sometimes just really dizzy. I can't even describe how much this one mental factor for me affects me physically. You feel really uncomfortable. So I feel like there's ants all over me, and I'm itching and I can't do anything, and I want to get out of my body and get out of my skin, but I can't. And it is chronically, painfully the pain of my existence, and it is every part of who I am. So at the extreme, and I do qualify as the extreme for borderline personality, you may feel as though you're nothing or nobody, and that is exactly it. Like, I'm a big sister, I'm someone's daughter, I am you know, someone's grandchild, all these things. And I understand, my logical brain understands how blessed I am, but it's not that, you know, these people aren't showing me love or aren't filling up my life with joy. It's just that I don't feel like I'm good enough. I don't feel like I'm good enough to have these friendships with these people, or be dragging them along, or making them save me, or, you know, just being a big sister to my brothers. I just don't feel like I'm good enough for that. I don't feel like they deserve me. I feel like they deserve someone better. I feel like nobody. I feel like I'm nothing. And that is, I know I've repeated myself, but that is exactly what this feeling is. It feels like if I disappear tomorrow, not one part of the world would change. You know, people would get on with it. People would be happy without me. People would just be at peace because, you know, their psycho friend, their crazy friend, their illogical friend, their frustrating friend, their difficult daughter, their bipolar, moody sister will finally just be gone. So to me, it feels like if I take that step, it's because my breath doesn't matter on this earth. It won't matter tomorrow if I'm here or not, because I don't qualify as a person. I don't qualify as someone who deserves to be here. And that's the reality of borderline. Feeling constantly empty and isolated. No matter how many people are around you showing you love and fighting for you, there's just something missing. There's something inside of you that's, you know, meant to be normal or stable. And it's missing. And you just feel broken. You feel broken all the time. So this feeling, this really uncomfortable, this really uncomfortable feeling, you know, you try to fill with anything and everything that you possibly can. So, you know, some people turn to substances or food or sex, but it's like nothing will satisfy it. No one in my life will satisfy it, because I will never be good enough for that. You know, you distract yourself with all these behaviors, and I'm so guilty of this. You know, going out and partying or just doing reckless things because I can't cope with how uncomfortable I'm feeling or how agitated I'm feeling and scattered. And when I can't cope and I don't want to face it, and I don't go into this depressive episode and I don't go into my manic episode, I just feel stuck. And my chest tightens up, and I want to do anything. I want adrenaline, I want dopamine, I want anything that's going to satisfy some part of me for even a second. And the thing is, it never works, and I know it never works. When I was a child, when I was a child, I was quite a nerd, to say, for lack of a better term. You know, I wanted to ace everything. I wanted to be something. I wanted to prove a point. I wanted to prove to myself that I was something. And it didn't matter if I scored the top mark. It didn't matter if I, you know, won the medal, got ducks, got captain, got into law school. I always felt empty. I always felt like a failure. I always felt like it wasn't good enough. And everyone would say, you know, you're such a harsh critic. You're your worst critic. You know, and this came through when I was my self-image just wasn't good enough. I felt like, you know, boys didn't like me because I wasn't thin enough. So I would literally, like, I ended up in hospital for anorexia. I tried everything to satisfy this thing in me that I could not change. It was just ingrained in me. In my professional life as an adult, you know, I've been told multiple times that I will, you know, flip the switch or just get so up in my head because I just, no matter how hard I work, I don't feel like I'm good enough. I can't fill this void. And with my relationships, with things that I actually care about and want to work on, I think those are the ones that not only affect me the most, but are the hardest. Because I love so much, and I love so quickly, and I never stop loving for these people. But I have nothing to give to myself. You know, I pull these people in, and I just, the entire time, like this double-edged sword, right? Like I pull these people in, whether it be a friendship or relationship or whatever it may be. And I just love so intensely. And it's because I can't love myself that much. And then I start feeling guilty that I've put them in my life, that I've forced them to be around me, that I've... that I've dragged another person into the shitstorm that I am. And it just verifies even more. It just constantly eats at me. You're nothing. Why would anyone give you time of day? No matter what you do, you're never going to be good enough. And you feel empty. You know, sometimes it feels like I can kind of see myself in this black room, and I'm just sitting there in the fetal position in the corner, and I've just given up. I've given up on trying to fill that void. The room's empty and it's dark and it's hollow, and I feel alone. And in some sick way, I know that that's all I deserve. I either deserve to not be here, or I deserve to be alone and miserable forever, because I'm just, who am I? Fuck. So... I did not expect to get emotional about this one, but I mean I'm going through other shit right now, so I think this one really hit hard, but whew. I think I'm still hurting so much. You know, I'm 26, I'm about to turn 27, and I still feel empty. And I can appreciate that there's so many great things in my life, and there's so many great people. But I think someone with borderline, as someone with borderline personality, you kind of just hit this point where you're like, what is it gonna take? You know, what is it gonna take to make me stop feeling this way? Who is it gonna take? Because I've loved some incredible fucking people. You know, and I pushed them away, and I understand that, but they still didn't fill that spot. And I have the most incredible, talented brothers that's still not filling it. And if all these things aren't filling it, then what is it going to take? How can I stop feeling this way? Because I don't want to. And no one with borderline wants to. And the thing is, you just don't realise it's not a normal way of thinking. You don't realise that that's not how everyone's programmed. I'm not a jealous person, but I have so much envy and respect for people that, you know, truly love themselves and put themselves first because they know their worth. Someone tell me what the fuck that's like, because honestly, I just don't know what to do anymore. And I know I have the therapy, and I know there's a plan, and I'm doing all the things. I'm fucking working my ass off to be a better person for myself and for you guys. But it doesn't change the fact that this is still happening. This is still something that's constantly in me. I feel like my stomach is empty and my heart just hurts all the time. I'm that little girl in the black room that's just never getting out. And I want her to fight and I want her to get out, but I just can't. And I don't know how. Like, how is it that I'm still in that room, that empty room, with so many people around me, with so many great memories? I don't think I have anything else to say about this. I don't even know if I'm going to publish this episode. I don't know. Yeah, if I do publish this and you've made it this far, thank you for listening. But yeah, I think I'm just gonna sign off with this one, because I don't think I have the words or the capacity to explain just how much this, just how much this is part of my entire being. Like, head to toe, every part of my body, every little nerve in my system feels like this. Feels this, you know, this, I need to get out of my skin, I feel empty, I don't know what it's gonna take. I just, for fuck's sake. You know what, guys? Borderline just fucking sucks, hey? Being an extreme BPD fucking sucks. In all honesty though, if someone who has all this self-worth, hey, if someone who has NPD, if you have narcissistic personality disorder, the extreme opposite of me, please, let's have a conversation because I'm truly interested to see what the opposite of this is. Honestly. Anyway, I'm signing off. Not too sure if I'll actually publish this because I cried quite a bit. But it is what it is, and thank you all for listening. Episode 8 and 9 are going to be up very soon. I won't sit on it for a very long time. And that is going to be the end of season 1. So, shout out to everyone who supported me along the way. See ya, guys.